This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Oscar Keaton!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, someone points out Charlize Theron, 5'10".
All right.
Oh, my God. That is 5 feet and 10 inches of deliciousness. Nicole Kidman, 5'11".
Oh, yeah. She's tall as well.
And regarding the furries, all right, in the litter box story, someone just says, in my 15 years of being a furry, I've met exactly one person who used a litter box, and he was weird even by furry standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've met a couple furries. I don't think they're doing that.
They dress up like a dog.
I don't care who you are. If you use the litter box, like, by anyone's standards other than your cat, you're weird.
Matt Damon's 5'10".
5'10"?
Yeah.
Still looks tiny. Today, we toast another unsung hero. Such an important thing to do, but today, not here in the United States, we go across the pond to England to honor a man who never really asked for recognition, but based on his dedication to his craft, well, we'd like to recognize him. You see, he's believed to be the longest-serving organist at the same parish church in that city's history, okay? So he's been at the Holy Trinity Church in Newport, Norfolk, England, wherever that might be. He started there September 1st, 1970. All right. So he learned to play the piano at 10 years old and began attending Holy Trinity Church as a child with his mother and his grandmother. He was joined the choir. He was a bell ringer, a Sunday school teacher, all of this before becoming the organist 52 years ago, the longest tenured of all time. The guy has always been there. And that kind of devotion, well, it should be recognized. And we're the show to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in toasting a man who should be a master of the organ, Dick Cockaday. That's right.
Jesus.
Dick Cockaday, the organist at Holy Trinity Church.
Keeps the doctor away.
For 52 years now. Congratulations, Mr. Cockaday. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right, Rob, you understand how this year game is played?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Well, you know, normally I would go drugs, but I'm going to change it up. Let's go with some interior decorating.
Now, not in the butt, but this time in the abdomen, we go to Bangladesh, where a woman lived in constant pain in her abdomen for 20 years. Well, she was shocked to discover that she'd lived with something that was forgotten in her body after the operation. 55-year-old woman whose name I cannot possibly pronounce. She'd been living with constant abdominal pain ever since undergoing a gallstone removal operation at a clinic back in 2002. Well, after spending her life savings on the operation, the woman was discharged from the clinic with a prescription, but within a couple of days, she started experiencing pain in her stomach. She went back to the clinic, but her surgeon, who'd been supervised by two of the doctors during the operation, he dismissed her concerns, explaining that the pain was normal and that she shouldn't worry. Turns out he was wrong, and he wasn't the only one. Because the abdominal pain persisted, she then went to one doctor after another, explaining that the surgery had left her with a constant ache, but all she received were more prescription medications to mitigate the pain. Well, over the years, a woman was forced to sell, well, two cows, her last assets, to pay for treatment and medications, hopefully just to make the pain go away, all right? So now she's selling off her stuff just to get medication. Unfortunately, all of her efforts were in vain. Her abdominal pain recently became unbearable. This time, on the advice of a doctor, they did a little thing called an X-ray, which revealed that most likely the item that was there had been forgotten from the surgery that happened 20 years ago. Last week, she was finally admitted to a hospital where doctors struggled to keep her diabetes in check, but they finally managed to remove the object that had been left in her abdomen. The question is, what did they leave in her abdomen for 20 years before they even bothered to do another X-ray? Was it scissors, the scalpel, a mask, or a surgical glove? So again, scissors, a scalpel, a mask, or a glove. One of these things was accidentally left and stitched up inside of her.
Well, the actual question is, well, it took them 20 years to do another damn X-ray.
But I cannot believe it.
I was hoping it was going to be an ashtray.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. A pair of glasses or something, you know, something good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm going to rule out a mask because I figure the stomach acids alone after 20 years, you know, I mean, it digests our food. It would tear that cloth mask up. So we've got, you said a scalpel,
scissors,
glove, or
glove. Yeah. So scissors, scalpel, or glove, Rob?
You know, I'm almost wanting to lean a glove for some reason. I mean, help me out, Ted. What do you think, my brother?
I mean, I was thinking glove, but honestly, scissors are hot right now. Everybody's talking about them. And like,
some people have them.
You want scissors? You clipped them, and then you left them in there. Scissors. Okay.
All right. Rob, what are you thinking? I'm going to go glove.
You know what the hell, man? Let's throw it out there. I'm going to say glove. I mean, everything else just makes too much sense, okay. But a glove, I can see that for some reason.
And Rob, you agreed with Miles Montgomery that it was, in fact, a glove.
No,
it was not a glove. Ted, you went very extreme and said they left a pair of scissors inside.
Scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Told you, they're hot right now.
Why did it take 20 years? Just get an X-ray. Sometimes doctors will give you an X-ray. One, I don't know if they have socialized medicine. One, just to charge you extra and just shut you up, right? You keep showing up with the same problem.
Well, see, there's a blockage or something.
We're going to give you an X-ray.
Right.
They waited 2 decades before they finally said, you know, she keeps complaining.
That's the crazy part. I'm with you. Like, just run her through an X-ray machine.
And then like, oh, goddamn, yeah, there's a pair of scissors in there.
Jesus. Yeah, I feel like I get an X-ray every time I go to the doctor.
Whether you ask for one or not.
Yeah, like it's fine, dude. It's just a finger.
Every time I go to the dentist, it goes, time for your X-rays. I'm like, I just did them.
Yeah, that is...
That's the one where they always X-ray you.
And it was crazy. Like, and it's right next to your face. The first time I ever got that, I did not know what it was, right? Because the dentist, he didn't say you're getting an X-ray. He just, he pulls the machine down, and it looks like a long camera lens, right? And it's at the side of my face. And then he leaves the room. But he's not explaining what he's doing. I'm a kid. So I remember I turned around and looked directly at this thing as it lit up. He comes back into the room. He's like, did you just look at that?
Everything changed after that.
Oh, he was like, don't do that, man. That's an X-ray.
Thought it was a Polaroid.
But I got your face. So I remember I tell my dad, because I'm a kid who's kind of panicking. My dad's like, you looked in the X-ray machine. I'm like, well, yeah, not on purpose. He's like, man, oh, man. I'm like, I'm going to die.
God, I mean, that's why you wear glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.